Well, does anybody have anything else? A few minutes. I usually take about an hour. I think we're doing pretty good. We covered quite a bit today. Dick, in your years in the club, do you remember anybody that would have information might be laying around it? We're trying to find this number so we don't have to apply for a new one.
I can't even imagine you'd have an EIN.
Yeah, we do.
So we have an EIN, but what we don't have is the original paperwork that goes along with that EIN. So when I went to create a second account at the bank, they said they need to see our original paperwork. And I said, well, we have an account with her EIN. Can't you just look it up? And she looked it up and she goes, oh my. We did not copy your original paperwork the first time. So we don't know how we even created an account for you the first time. So the lady she gave me an IRS number. So I called the IRS and to get a copy, but the IRS needed they needed more information to make sure I was who I said I was. And one of the things they needed was the address that the original EIN would have been registered under or sent to. And I can't provide that. So I just started listing old members' addresses. And finally, the gentleman on the phone, he was nice. He said, I don't think we can do this any further. He says, you actually need to give me the information as opposed to asking me if that's the right information. So we've been looking, we've been contacting old members. Philip had a whole bunch of paperwork that we recently got. So Bob's been looking through that. We're just trying to find anything that might have any of the original EIN stuff. It happened, what did I say before? I think 18 years ago is when it was originally applied for. So the IRS guy did tell me that. He says, look around 18 years ago. That's when you need to look.
And yeah, I'm gonna suggest, let's go back to Dave.
I think Dave would be a good best contact for that. There was also Dave Posmoga, but he died. That was one of the other active members back in the early days.
Well, with Dave, when I first became secretary, Dave had been the secretary prior to that. He handed me a stack of documents at the time, and I have those. And I'm sure there wasn't anything else in there because I went through all that, and there's basically old newsletters and lists of members and things like that. But it was a pretty thin stack. So I'm not saying he doesn't have anything more, but he was very glad to not be secretary anymore, and he just wanted me to sort of take it all. So I don't know. We could talk to him. Philip, the last person I know that talked to Dave was Philip, and that's been months ago. Dave kind of made it known that he didn't want to be part of the club anymore, and Philip hasn't. You know, I think he and Philip used to get together every week and have tea and sit and talk and stuff, and they don't do that anymore. I think Dave's kind of. Well, with COVID and everything else, you know, I think he's kind of somewhat isolated, but I don't know how he'd react if I called him, if he's happy to talk to people or not. So
I'll talk to him. I saw him at the grocery store earlier this week.
Okay.
And he did tell me at that time that he said it was too repeater oriented for him.
Yeah, he made that clear to me. He thinks repeater club is a four-letter word, so I don't know. Anyways, Dick, just so you're clear, we know our existing EIN number, and we just don't have the paperwork that was issued by the IRS when we got the number, and that's what they need.
Or the address or any information. Like, even if I was able to provide the address of where it might have been sent to, then they could send me a duplicate copy, but they needed more than just the EIN. All I have is the name and EIN and no other additional information. And the guy couldn't verify.
I'll see if I have any old rosters or something. Maybe that'll trigger thinking who might have done that.